Blog Talk Radio. You there? Selena with Say Your Peace Radio Show. Sit back, relax. We want to hear from you. So call in at 347-677-1749 to say your peace. Now, our host, Selena.
Good evening, everyone. How is everyone? I'm hoping everyone is having a great time. Mr. Brian, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you guys. Yes, this is me and Brian. Brian has been out of the picture for a while. We both actually just kind of getting back into the groove of everything. But first of all, I want to kind of say thank you to everyone who listens in on the show. I want to thank you guys very much. You just don't know how this makes my day that you guys listen. And hopefully in the near future that I can take this show to another level. Me and Brian have been very, very busy. But I want to, before we get to that, I want to also let you guys know that I have not only this show, but I have other shows. I have a show that comes on Fridays on KYTFM. You can catch us on KYTFM.com if you're on the internet, online, website. At 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is my show where I dedicate to authors and musicians. See, I do some kind of charity work every now and then. I'm also on KCPI-FM, which you can catch us also on the same on that Friday at www.kcpiradio.com. And then I co-host a show with Brian on Tuesdays and Thursdays. From 9:30 to 11 a.m., and that's on KTTP1110am.com. You can catch us if you're on the website or if you're listening to the radio. If you're local, you probably wouldn't be getting it unless you're local anyway. So that's why I'm kind of pushing the online shows more than the local because, you know, a lot of you guys are not local. So I hope everyone has had a good week. I've had a stressful week. I will admit I had a very stressful week, but I'm getting over it now. It's a new day now, and I need to move on with it. But anyway, tonight we're going to do part two of Election Time. I hope you guys enjoyed the show last week. Gave out with some real good information. We talked about voter suppression. We talked about the history of voting and how it came into play and the things that we couldn't do and the things that they have prevented us from doing, the death toll that rose because people wanted to vote and my perception of why I thought maybe voting was illegal. And a lot of presidents were put in place illegally because a lot of votes were not cast that should have been cast because of the threat of being harmed or your family being harmed or your economic status being harmed. So you were not able to vote even though you had a right to vote. So we got some real good information about that. We talked about the black codes, if you remember. We talked about before Jim Crow, there was a thing called black codes. And I kind of broke down the states that pushed the black codes, and then after the black codes came voter suppression, and then after that, that's when Jim Crow came into play. So we kind of talked about that and got that kind of explained, which I thought was great. We talked about why are we voting and what are we voting for? Is it economic status? What are we voting for? What is it that we're voting for? We're voting for rights to be able to do the things that make us who we are, you know, as far as working, as far as our insurance, as far as our medical. I mean, all of that involves in why we should vote and the laws and the ideal that a lot of our rights are being violated if we don't vote because of the way that a lot of the politicians are going about to stop us from having the things that we deserve. For instance, women's rights, you know, the Republicans have trampled and stumped and spit and kicked all over those rights that are ours, you know. So, I mean, those are the things that we need to think about when we vote. Okay, Brian, we're talking about tonight, we'll be talking about Election Time Part 2, and in this part we're going to talk about the DNC and the RNC, and we're going to see what we saw that was not didn't coincide with what we thought it should have and what they didn't speak upon, opposed to what one party did and the other party didn't, and how you feel that they're all in the same boat together. So I'm going to go ahead and let you get started.
You gonna let me get started?
Oh yeah, I'm talking. I'll join in when you get going.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would have to say is that you guys, if you've been following in my posts and my comments on Facebook, you know how I feel about these two parties. I think we should say people definitely look at the person, because the party aren't about diddly squat. They personally, I feel that there's no difference between a Republican and Democrat. They just got two highways that they're taking. They're going to meet them at point when at the end of the day. Now, to give you an example, the Republican Party, as we know, are solely behind Israel. They're solely behind giving aid, billions. When I say aid, I'm talking about billions of dollars to the Israeli government. When we can plainly see from reports how they treat people of color, black people, how they feel about people. But yet and still, the Democrats, they say, didn't necessarily come out and say anything. But the convention, Democratic Party, has come out, and they decided, now, first of all, we're supposed to be dealing with people with technology. We're supposed to be dealing with people that had some kind of, what do you call it, Talita?
What?
Not trying to pull the wool over our eyes. They had a voice count. What, you got thousands of people at these conventions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had over, that convention that day, I think they had over 75,000 people show up at that one.
So if you had 75,000 people show up at a convention, well, somebody tell me, how in the world could you have a voice count on something that you want to add to the Democratic platform? Everybody knows that's a farce. It's no way that you can have a voice count. I don't think you have a voice count with 500 people. But anyway, the Democrats decide they're going to have a voice count.
Mm-hmm.
The voice count, I can't think of the other one, but one of the items was to put Jerusalem and Israel back on the map, that the Democrat Party is going to support them. Now, grant you, they took this vote three times, and I was listening, I had my wife listening, and every time we heard the vote go down, all those four, they would say aye, all those against, no. The no's were definitely louder than the ayes, and they even booed after the whoever was the person taking the votes and saying what he heard, what he thought. I believe we got more yays, which was a lie. The people booed it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my point that I'm making is it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat. They're all controlled by the same people.
Mm-hmm.
So we start standing up and going with a candidate that's going to stand up for us, we're going to be sold down the river every time.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, let's look at the Democratic Party. Look at the Republican Party. The years the Republicans have had it, how much better has it gotten for black people?
Mm.
The years the Democrat has it, how much better has it gotten for black people? Now, I'm not talking about putting up something that wanting us to be dependent. I'm talking about something that can help us be a productive people, just like they did for their own. It's nothing. All the opportunities they're putting up is for their people. We still have trouble getting loans. And I'm not talking about people that has bad credit. I'm talking about people that have good credit. Well, people will say, well, you don't have they can't do that. That's illegal. They can't lend to you. That's illegal, too. Is it happening?
It's still happening.
You know, so I think we have to wake up as a people and come to the realization is that we got to just call a spade a spade. This system, this country that we live in has its own agenda. We are not part of it. And it's part of a world global domination, and we need to wake up to what the true mission is.
Mm-hmm.
It's true but sad. Or sad but true, one of the.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we don't truly understand this election process. I really don't.
I think we really don't either. And I think what the battle has been, I'm glad you said that, the battle has been is to get rid of the electoral college is what they've been trying to do, because the electoral college has been the reason why we think that a lot of illegal presidents have been put in place, in other words.
Exactly.
And see, when you're under the impression that your vote, it counts, but it only counts. And I went through it last week when I read what your vote actually counts for. It doesn't count on the national level. It really counts only on the state level.
Right. Or local level.
Local level. Local level and state level. That's the only thing, because you have delegates that, from each state. You have two or three or four delegates from each state that actually count. So
hope that they're going to vote that they're going
to vote the candidate that you're pushing, yeah,
right.
That you want to vote for. That's what they really want to do away with it, but they know how to do it because it's been in place for so long.
Now, I think in the beginning, a good intention, but like
I think it's
been manipulated.
Yes, it has, because And that's why I said, I made the comment last week, how many, if you think of voter suppression and you think about the Electoral College, how many votes were not counted properly? I mean, not even just, we're not talking about hanging chads. We're talking about literally how many votes were not counted properly.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then you think about the people who, during the time, couldn't vote. They could vote, but their vote was never counted because they were threatened. So to me, and this is just my perception, actually we had a lot of presidents that were in place that should have never been in place.
Oh, you had a lot of them.
Yeah, because a lot of the votes were not counted.
Because think about it, if you have an electoral college voting, they don't have to vote with the will of the people. They vote the way they want to vote.
That's the whole thing.
And you can't do anything about it.
Nope. Not unless you do away with the electoral college.
Not a popular vote.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. And it's
and if
amazing.
If it's not a popular vote, who are they to answer to? Does anybody know the process?
Who do they answer to? No. Uh-uh. I don't think I explained that. Like, I think I basically talked about electoral college works. Is basically what I went over with them. And I had to keep reading it again for myself because I had to comprehend it in my head how it works. And
he
gave examples or how it does work. He gave a couple examples, so, and I hope I explained it very well. If anybody have any questions, they can always look up the same information. I don't have no secret to my information. I Google stuff or I find other ways on the website, on the internet, to find the information, basically what I go by. Now that we have the RNC out the way, we have the DNC out the way, we saw some things that, as you hear, Brian was not really happy that happened. But overall, and I hear what you're saying, Brian, but you know what I noticed that they did, that the Democrats did, that I didn't hear the Republicans do because I watched both of them? The Democrats actually admitted that they have to work with the Republicans. They admitted that. That's something Republicans didn't do. The Republicans holler they want him out, but they don't have a backup plan to when he goes out, if they decide to put him out. There's no backup plan.
No, that backup plan is just to keep the rich wealthy. That's all that is.
That's basically what it is. So even if they repeal Obamacare, they really don't, no matter what Ryan Paul says or whatever his name is, there's really, they call him Lion Ryan. They really don't have a plan of action in place. And I'm not saying that Obama is the best thing walking, because I would I disagree with a lot of stuff. I disagree with the idea that we got troops over in Africa. I disagree that we have repopulating the prison system the way we're doing, not only just here in Louisiana, but all over. I object to the idea that we're also inviting privatization of our prison systems and our schools. I object to all of that. He had a play in that. Somewhere, shape, form, or fashion, he had a play in that. We can admit, I mean, we can say that he hasn't, but we know he has. I object to the idea that they killed Muammar Gaddafi because of greed, because he was told to do that by somebody else. We need to get all these people out the way, you know, so that we can be the biggest, baddest, powerful place there is, which we're not. And I don't care what nobody say. You don't have to agree with me, but I don't care what you say when it comes to us being what they claim we are. We're not.
And, Salida, I think I bought something. We were talking about some things, and I think one of the things we talked about, you've been in the military, and we had discussed was, could somebody name me any country that has a military base here in the States?
Yeah, we sure did talk about that. There is none.
There
Why?
Is not one foreign country's military base located here in the United States of America.
That's right.
Why?
So,
why do we locate in other people's backyards, but they can't locate in our backyard? It's only one thing I can call it: world domination.
Yeah. Yep.
They claim that they're protecting these countries against other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last I heard, you're supposed to be protecting your citizens from other countries.
Exactly.
Last I heard. Well, you don't want them to have the influence in other countries and take over. That's what they're saying. Well, my problem with that is you don't even take care of the people at home.
Yeah.
So if you don't take care of the people at home, how dare you go and try to police the world? We have people here that have died and fought for this under false pretenses.
Mm-hmm.
They were lied to.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get health care.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's not, and you know, when we talk about this, Salida, it's not just the health care issue.
Mm-hmm.
The issue on, let's look at Mr. Let's say, use the name, Mr. Frank.
Uh-huh.
That helped build that bridge that crossed that river.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's of age. Well, he doesn't work anymore. Make a whole lot when he built the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get health care. He has a condition now that caused him not be able to see the doctor unless he gets downright, you know, had to go to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about the veteran that fought to these lies that they're telling they're fighting for the country and they're not fighting for the country, they're fighting for the rich? What about the school teachers that are, let's say, the cafeteria workers?
Mm-hmm.
Should they prepare some meals for the children to be able to eat every day? Now these particular cafeteria workers can't afford health care. But then you go to small, tiny countries. Cuba. We want to talk about Cuba. We want to put Cuba down when America is the gorilla, the big bad wolf, the volcano which attacked Cuba. When I say attacked them, they wanted Cuba out because Cuba wouldn't go along with that plan of letting them take over and run, and they decided they wanted to mine sugar. But look at Cuba has health care for everyone. Even under the economic conditions that they're put under, everybody has health care.
Well, that's how it is in Germany, if I'm not mistaken.
Pardon?
Germany's like that, too, where they have health care for everybody, if I'm not mistaken.
I talked to a lady. She's from, what country was that? It was one of those small countries. I don't think it was Switzerland. One of the small countries.
Mm-hmm.
She said you can go to the doctor in any corner store. I mean, corner.
Mm-hmm.
From acupuncture to, you said you need a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
That would then push you toward a hospital. You don't have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
The government pays them.
Man.
It's less money, she said, because the people are healthy.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Sure. It's more money than being sick.
Probably is.
All this comes from elections.
Yeah.
Let's look at some for example. This is one thing I was thinking about today. I was riding before you and I met, headed to you, and I heard a radio show speak on people that were addicted to cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
One guy said, my mom tried to quit, but up until her last breath, she was still smoking.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of wicked country allows that to be legal when you know it's killing people? You know it's killing you. Oh, we can't police the people. Well, why you don't let them smoke weed legally then? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell me what you're trying to protect when you don't protect. You let them have one and don't let them have the other.
You know what amazes me? This is what I really wish would take place. For 1 month, they allow the president, who's in charge, 1 month, 30 days, to do whatever he wants without anybody telling him what to do. I wonder if they would actually let that happen.
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
No.
Why? Why? Because they can't stand not being in control?
They would have to be in control. That's the only way they run the world. A lot of people don't know that 1% of this country is ran by the power.
Yeah.
It's only 15% of us that knows actually what's going on. 85% are peons that are walking around dumb to the fact of what's really happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, but that's how they keep us in control.
Yeah.
Keep control of us.
Yep.
We don't really know what's going on. I mean, you think about it, Salida. We're talking about voting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the city that you and I spend a lot of our time in.
Mm-hmm.
Our sister city, Alexandria, Louisiana. 57% population have never, in the history of this city, ever elected a black mayor.
Mm-hmm.
The last political race, but it's not only being in the process, you got to learn the process.
Mm-hmm.
We had 10 people in the race?
Yeah, we have 10, yeah. Mm-hmm.
9 of those 10 were black.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people would say, well, the black folks split the vote. If we had taken all those 9 black candidates, added their vote together, they would have still lost.
Yeah. Why? Why do you say that?
Something's wrong with those people voting. The same thing about the voters here in America. We vote for rock stars. Popularity contest.
Yep.
We don't vote our conscience. We vote on who can put the most commercials out, who name we heard the most. We don't research anything.
Yep. You
dumb,
right.
Dumb, dumb. We got the best person sitting out there for the job, and you overlooked them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think they can win.
Exactly.
I don't think they say everything I like. But I don't think nobody's going to vote for them. Why don't you vote for them? Start with you.
Exactly.
Go down swinging. That's what I say. Go down swinging. Well.
Hey, go ahead. Finish your conversation. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, we have another little town right close to us, Salida. Boyce, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm mistaken, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Boyce has about a 75 to 80% black population.
Okay.
They have had a black mayor, but they have a white mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the old plantation mentality of the South. Since I have put those out, I will say we do have another town close to us called LeCount, Louisiana, which is about the same, I guess, percentage-wise black. They do have a black mayor, have consistently been electing one.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that to say that a lot of those, the places, I mean, candidates that we have, we do not research our candidates. we don't understand the voting process. We think it's just something you go do because you don't have to pay for it. It must be, whereas our people, our forefathers knew there was something to fight for. Now that we have the so-called right, and that's what we have, a right, voting's right, a citizen's right, right, a voting's right, we take it for granted. We don't even understand what it's all about.
Yep.
Don't understand.
We're going to take a break, Brian, and we'll be back. And 313, we'll be getting you on the air when we come back, okay?
Trap Stars ZNC. Trap Stars ZNC. There was love once, and there was love lost. She told me she loved me once. I thought there was love I bought. But when she stood by my side, I knew that she was the one. Just now find out that she loved me. Damn, get the gun. I thought she wanted to run from it all. But I'm the one that she called. Racing for her love, I'm never quick to stall. But I'm the one that hold her down. Make her feel special like when friends and family around. I wanna do it right. I don't wanna mess up the time. I put her up high so the world can see her shine. She stay on my mind 24/7. It's like I died and went to heaven. Cause she my lucky 777.
When I fall, you'll hold me. When I cry, you wipe the tears. When you're there, I don't fear the darkness, cause you're all I need. You're all I need, you're all I need. You're all I need, you're all I need.
Play the light. I let her see everything, like my heart is a sight. But your friends try to tell me everything that's going on, but I can't help to believe in everything that's going wrong. I had her at once. What happened to the real her? What happened to the real me? It's like I've been flushed out, but somebody helped me out that sea. Now this is the kind of world I did I hate to be in. I can't let something go that I'm unfair to be in. At the start of this relationship, girl, you broke it in. The Bible says a man adultery is a sin. I guess you thought hurt me. What's your way to win? But the main thing is to forgive and get. Well, I learned to forgive and let go.
When I fall, you hold me. When I cry, you wipe the tears. When you're there, I don't fear the darkness, cause you're all I need. You're all I need, you're all I need. You're all I need, you're all I need. When you're there, I can't breathe. You're all I need, you're all I need.
All right, you guys. That is from one of our local artists. I've had him on my show, Lili Showcase Radio Show. I think that's Mr. Crazy Boy Leroy Clark out of Alexandria. So we do have a lot of talent here. And my other show, I basically, that's what I do. I showcase people's talents. And I think that that's a real cute song for a couple. Actually, there's a husband and wife team, and I think that's a cute little song. Okay, 313 says he doesn't want to talk or she doesn't want to talk, so that's fine. She just wants to listen. That's great. Okay, as you were saying, you were talking about LeCount and Boyce.
Yeah. And that was just the examples used to where we have to not only come together on a united front, we have to educate ourselves. It's just so important. And we have to know what's going on in this political world. I mean, everything is political.
Yeah. It seems like it's gotten worse. You know, everybody keeps trying to run away from that word. You know what that word is?
What's that?
The word is racism. Everybody is trying to say, oh, my God, don't say that. That is not what it's about. It's about the issues. No, actually, it's about race. It boils down to the race. And the idea that people think that African-Americans are the worst off, to a certain extent we are, but we're not the worst. Our situation might be worse, but we're not worse as people, as human beings.
But you know, Sarita.
Go ahead.
One of the things that the media is doing worldwide we don't understand it, and we don't realize it, man, should I say. People in other countries see LL Cool J.
Mm-hmm.
They saw Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
They see Beyonce. See Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And see some affluent person that may have made it pretty good with his college degree.
Mm-hmm.
They don't the true ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see the high-rise apartment complexes where people are struggling to live and make it.
Mm-hmm.
One way in, one way out.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn around, then they see Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
See New Jack City. And we have been stereotyped purposely. American media.
Mm-hmm.
They have money and are just thugs. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
They have money and we're just thugs. So, I mean, we have to truly look at how we're being portrayed.
Yep.
I mean, because it's destroying our world image.
Mm-hmm.
And some people see it. Some people understand. Because let's look to an example. Most of the people on here, on this radio show, probably listening to us, Salida,
mm-hmm.
has no idea what some other countries look like.
Yeah.
They think, when you first person say Africa, I don't want to go with them lions and tigers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, first person say any, especially any darker nation.
Mm-hmm.
Not developed. It's uncivilized. So if the darker nations are portrayed as not developed, uncivilized, who was a civilized nation? When you ask them where they want to visit, they say Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Germany. They say Italy. They
mm-hmm.
say France. You might get Belgium. How many times does somebody say they want to go visit Ghana?
Mm-hmm.
They want to go visit West Africa. They want to go visit the Ivory Coast. They want to go, you know, visit New Guinea. Those places. How many people say they don't say it? The media portrays it as bad, evil, uncivilized huts, jungle.
Well, I tell you this. China don't think they uncivilized. That's for doggone sure. Because China over there making a killing off of Africa. I mean, literally boldly bringing their machinery over there. Instead of bringing jobs over there, they have hoodwinked the government over there in Africa, and they've gotten they bring their own people over, so they don't employ none of the Africans. Actually, they really don't do a lot of association with the Africans other than going over there, getting the minerals, dredging up their lands, raping their lands, actually, for a couple of dollars because the government has that mentality that they need them over there to do all that, and taking their land. I mean, China beat us to it because I think, too, has a lot to do with why the fighting is going on, why all of a sudden now we pop up over in Africa. Okay,
well,
we weren't in Africa before.
Well, you look at it, when we talk about this political arena, what they've done in Africa is they've raped it.
Yeah.
Why do you think the Queen of England is so wealthy?
Yeah.
Where are the diamond mines located?
In Africa.
They have ripped us off for centuries.
Mm-hmm. And still doing it. And you have people that's in power that really don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, when we have to understand that those people, they're getting a few trinkets. The last them maybe one or two generations, they're dead and gone.
Yeah.
And the masses of the people are still suffering.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned about them lying to us about Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
you know what? When you think about it, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but when you think about it, Brian, when you look at the whole picture, we're sitting up here, and I don't know what we're expecting differently. This is what the earth, and I'm being kind of, how do you say that? I'm not really being for real what I'm saying. I'm being kind of sarcastic, but I'm being for real with it. you look at how each country was conquered and how they prosper. In order, it's just the order of nature. Somebody has to die in order for another species to continue to live. And what they call that, nature of the beast?
Right.
Is that what they call it, the nature of the beast? Everything
right.
has to happen in a cycle. My problem is with this whole situation is the idea, and I said it on the show, in order for history to be changed, we have to put in place opportunities and situations to make history change. Because if we don't, history is going to continue to repeat itself. Divide and conquer is going to continue to go on. We're going to continue to conquer in these other weaker nations so that we can look big. Because to me, that's bullying. That's just a bullying-type relationship we're having with the rest of the world by us taking these little small countries and destroying them just so that we as Americans can look so much better. And until we find a solution, and we don't have control over what is supposed to happen, but we do have control over how it takes place. I believe that. That's just me. I could be wrong. And when we take the opportunity to elect these people in place, the assurance that we're supposed to have is that we have a say-so in the decisions that they make, which in reality we know it's all a facade. We really don't. Now, some of the voices are being heard. Some of the voices are not being heard. And the voices that are not being heard is the ones that need to be heard. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, every president that gets into power, he can't satisfy each and every one. There's 600, what they say is 6 billion people in the United States. There's no way possible that he can take care of each and every one of those people. That's not possible. And he cannot grant each and every one of their wishes. He is not God, and I said that before. President Barack Obama is not God. Even if Romney gets in there, he's not God. He can only do so much because guess what? Behind the curtain, there's somebody pulling strings. And as long as we have those people behind the curtains pulling the strings, we're going to be forever in this position because guess what? It's meant for us to be in that position. Now, what I think should happen, and this is just me, we need to stop fighting in groups and fight in mass. Now, let me say when I say fight, I am not talking about physically fight. I'm not talking about grabbing guns, knives, and sticks. I'm talking about fighting on paper. I'm talking about us having mass protests and mass meetings and getting people together that really believe, like they do in all the other countries, and get the message out there. I don't know why we're so divided when both parties, like you said, actually believe in the same thing. They really do. They actually believe in the same thing. They all want the same thing, but it's on different levels. They really do. And they all in the same bed together. We got to realize that they're in the bed together so we can quit thinking that they can rule the world and I mean, literally save everybody. We're in this impression that they can save everything. No, because what's going to happen is going to happen. Regardless, even if they weren't in office.
So true. You know, what my take on it is that we don't truly understand that my analogy of fighting is opening our mind.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they have our mind, they control you. Once you lose your mind, or once you in your mind, shall I say, their control starts to get weak.
Mm-hmm.
I give you a prime example of control of the mind. Every time, I remember, and you remember, Salida, when we were younger,
mm-hmm.
if you went to school with a pair of jeans with a hole in it, you got laughed at and ridiculed.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, yeah, I don't have no money. You got jeans with holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the manufacturers, the people making money, say, you know what? It's time we make some more money on them fools.
Mm-hmm.
Making it fashionable to wear clothes with holes in it. So we can use the old jeans. They can trade them in. We start first calling them stonewashed. They were used
mm-hmm.
jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But we call them stonewashed. I didn't ever understand that. I never wanted a light colored pair of jeans that looked like they had been worn. They had to be lighter material. But they, oh, those are stonewashed. That, notice mm-hmm. how they start working on them. I'm using something simple to illustrate how they take our mind.
Mm-hmm.
It migrated from that to it was popular to put patches on. You know,
Yeah.
We didn't have a hole up on them, but you put them on because of the style.
Yeah.
You don't need patches anymore because now it's fashionable for to watch the stars. We always watch the trend of the stars.
Mm-hmm.
They start sagging the pants, we start sagging the pants. They start wearing holes in their clothes, we start wearing holes in our clothes. They put on the big gold chains, we want the big gold chains. They put on tattoos all over the place, we want tattoos all over the place. Notice how you follow everybody but the righteous. And notice they use the media to control your mind.
Mm-hmm.
The media that's controlling your fashion mind is
mm-hmm.
controlling how you think. They're controlling what you say. They're
mm-hmm.
telling you that you can't holler racism because it's unfashionable.
Yeah.
Same problem. You can't talk about your history because nobody wants to go back. But it's okay for the Jews to talk about their history. They're supposed to. They're white.
Yep.
Black folk, you need to shut up. We're not trying to use your N-word, so don't talk about this. Notice how the media has our mind. We're scared to say we're black. We're scared to say you're overlooking us. We're scared to say you're dogging our community out. You and I met up at a library. We had to go. We went to this particular library, and you know my this kind of a pet peeve of mine. Not just on that, but how different sides of town are treated. And I had always knew where the library area was in, but had never gone to it. Finally, when I found the library, it was the Taj Mahal. It was immaculate. It was a kingdom compared to what we have in our neighborhood. And the most of the people that were in there using this library, which were way out of our neighborhood, were black people. I said it says, people say, well, why we can't get nothing like that? Y'all want to tear everything up. Well, how you know? Because you never put nothing new in our neighborhood. We have a community center in our neighborhood. It's not tore up. It's nice. But the thing is that we're conditioned to not worry about asking for a library like that in our neighborhood. We're conditioned to go other places to use libraries. Y'all not supposed to have that. Notice the conditioning of the mind. You can use this library. You can be a member. You can use it, but come to our neighborhood. You can't go to yours, so we can't have it down there in Ghettoville, USA. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But they say the same thing when it comes to us in a political climate. Y'all don't deserve opportunities to open businesses. When you do, you're not going to support them anyway because we've conditioned you to fight each other. We conditioned you to come spend with us. You want equality, we gave you integration. We knew something you didn't know, that you'd leave your own because you want to be in bed with us so bad that you leave your own black businesses to starve and die to come be in bed with Master.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. We had schools. We had hospitals. We had banks. We had grocery stores. We had shoe shops. We had upholstery shops. We had just about everything it takes to make the world go round. We even had international trade. We had
mm-hmm.
ocean liners. We had ships. We got left now as a barber and a beauty shop, and they fade.
Yeah, that's true.
Because only two things are still standing, the barbershop, three things that I can think of right now, the barbershop, the beauty shop, and the church. And they're steady trying to integrate, especially the church.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because they don't want you to build any kind of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can keep you wanting to get the gold chain, wanting to be a cool Modi,
mm-hmm.
That just came to mind.
Yeah,
that's knocking on Kumo D. Wanting to be a wannabe rapper, wanting to be like everybody else, Housewives of Atlanta, showing you that this stupidity that some of these people do is to them acceptable. You go out there acting like them, they can keep you off of the real issue, and that's learning how you should be productive and doing for yourself. Then whether the government is due to us, we can still fight the fight, but if we got the mind where we come together, we can do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Politically,
yeah.
We can do for ourselves. I personally think we should have our own political party. That's the only way they're going to, guess what? At that point, that's the only way they're going to hear what you say. As long as you're in that party, you're diluted.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. I know some people may differ with me, and, you know, you guys are definitely welcome to call. What's that? Error code 347-677-1749. But as long as we are in their party, a party we did not start, a party we did not champion, a party that uses us for our votes but will not do anything for us to help us be productive. I'm not talking about these Band-Aids, these pacifiers. I'm talking about something to turn our community around like they've turned all other communities around. If we're not willing to have a party to do that, it does us no good.
Yeah.
A Republican,
right.
Democrat. I'm still suffering under a Democrat like I did under Republican.
And you're right about that. And it just amazes me, Brian. It just kind of just mind boggles me how we all caught up in our own little worlds and we're not even paying attention, really actually paying attention to what is really happening to us.
Yeah. Some people are so lost, they don't even see it. They don't understand it. This thing was set up like this. It's set up for us to fail. Especially when they get our votes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
I take that,
right.
Salida. Remember, I bought you, I can use this area here. You know, we live in this area, so more things come to mind. We had a few years back a black Democratic candidate for governor.
Okay.
A well-known senator here in the state of Louisiana by the name of Cleo Fields. Everybody knew him, both black and white. But in Louisiana, the old, good old plantation state, how dare you run for governor?
Mm-hmm.
But Cleo Fields made the final cut,
mm-hmm.
meaning that it was only he and a white Republican running. The now
mm-hmm.
sitting Mary Landrieu, she's at what? She's a congresswoman?
Yeah, she's a congresswoman.
Senator. No, she's senator. Senator.
Senator.
Senator Mary Landrieu, a white Democrat. Her brother now is the mayor of New Orleans. He wasn't at the time. He used to be lieutenant governor. Now he's the mayor of New Orleans. It came down to these two people running, a Republican, a Democrat, black Democrat, white Republican. She would not endorse the black Democrat. Could not get her endorsement. I then started on my soapbox then, showing the hypocrisy of this Democratic Party and people like her who courts the black community on their vote, but yet still we don't hold them accountable for their actions. But then, to show the weakness of our black people, Leo Fields turned around when she ran for re-election a year or so later and endorsed her. Now, if that's not weak, I don't know what is.
Yep. We got 661 just tapped in. Let's see. Good evening. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent.
How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
What can we do for you this evening?
I'm just listening in on your commentary.
Have
okay.
any comments on it? Anything you may have experienced personally on it?
I just tuned in so I'm not sure exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
Or
we're really just talking about the the subject is the topic is election 2012 and the process of us electing someone, and we talk about the parties or what have you, and we're basically giving our opinion on what we thought about the political parties as they are now, and do they benefit the black community? And
can I just interject then?
Sure.
Because a lot of people don't know about provisional voting.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are you aware of that?
Provisional voting?
Yes.
No, I'm not. You want to tell us
when,
about it?
Yes, I'd love to. It's when possibly, you know, you're at work and you don't, I mean, technically your job is supposed to let you off to go and vote.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't necessarily have that type of job, or you are in fear of your job,
mm-hmm.
or let's say you're just out of the area and you can't make it to your polling place, wherever
mm-hmm.
you've been mailed your ballot,
mm-hmm.
that tells you, you know, where to go, and it gives you all the information on all the different issues that are going on in your particular community, along with the presidential. Well, you can go to any polling place and vote. You don't necessarily have to go to your designated polling place.
Okay. Okay.
It's
that's
provisional
called
voting. Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Is that nationwide?
It's everywhere. I worked in California at my polling place for over 15 years. So
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty certain that every state has provisional voting.
I'm going to definitely check on that in Louisiana, because we have, here in this state, we have some things have changed for the better, but there's some things that are still the same.
Well, actually, Brian, there we do have it here, because we don't vote in our area. We come to Alexandria and vote. So, yes, they do have it here.
Now, you are you set up in your area? Then that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, we're set up in our area. We'd rather not vote where we're at. We just go vote at somewhere else.
Okay.
So, yes, we have provisional voting. Yes.
Okay.
Right. It's called provisional voting. It is a little longer process, because
yeah.
you have to share your ID, and your vote has to be basically your signature on your
mm-hmm.
ballot has to be compared to the signature that you originally when you register to vote, it has
mm-hmm.
to be compared.
Yeah.
If it does not match up, then of course they're going to throw your ballot out. But if it
yeah.
does, then your vote will be counted.
Now,
but
in Louisiana, they do that anyway. Every time I vote,
yeah.
they're going to look at...
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do that anyway here.
They look at your ID, and they're going to look at your signature. If it doesn't match, and you're in trouble now. If, of course, if you they know you and the same people are at the voting polls, they don't check it as they used to when I first started. They just, you know, they know you because you always come in to vote. But, yeah, they do. Here in Louisiana, you must have ID. I mean, I'm hearing about it all over
yeah,
the country.
I would check with that because, like I said, I was an inspector for over 15 years for the voting process, and I watched over different districts. And we don't ask for IDs, and they specifically said that in our class. You don't ask for IDs.
Oh, in Louisiana,
so
they it's the law. You have to show your ID. Before they even came up with this thing now they're talking about, Louisiana, I've been showing IDs since I was in high school. I mean, since I was 18. So.
I would check, because that might be an infringement on your rights. Because if you're already registered, and your name is in the book.
Yeah. Why would you have to show your ID?
Because we have a book.
And you know,
we have a book.
I always had a on that. I can see for one time, and I understand where people are coming from. One time, I can see a point of a Republican. Mm. I said, I'm no friend of Republicans. I can't stand 99.9% of their platform. But as far as the ideas that's being required, what is it to say? If someone comes up and say, I'm Jack Brown, I want to cast my vote, and I'm on the books, how am I to verify who I am? I could just, that's basically like me walking in saying, look, I lost my credit card. Could you go ahead and just charge it to my account?
Mm-hmm.
And that they're saying that these people, it makes sense that verification should take, and I understand that knocks some people out of the loop, but what other way would you verify who a person say that they are? That's the question.
Well,
I always.
We ask you for your name and your address.
Mm-hmm.
Here. And if we see that you're in the book, I mean, eventually someone is going to go back and check that book that you signed. If you didn't really sign it, and I sign my name differently every time I sign my name. I mean, my handwriting is never, ever the same, depending on what mood I'm in. So you can't necessarily go on my signature.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but
that's why
the verification of ID, to me, just makes sense. And, you know, I know what their motive is behind it, that because they know now, and the thing is to go and change in the middle of the ball game. It's not say they did this 3 years out before an election. You do this just a few days before the election, then I definitely can keep some people from voting. Game has changed in the middle. In the third inning, you want to change the rules of the game. That's basically what they're doing. I understand that part, and I'm not for that. But I do go back. Really, there's no check and balance on that verification. Of course, there's no checks and balance on what the people want anyway here in the United States either. So it's not anything new to this country. They have their way of doing things. It's necessary. Most times it's not the right way of doing things. Would you say, Salida?
I have to comment because I know, because like I said, I've worked the elections and I've worked the other side, and people are always like, our vote doesn't count. I'm the person who was required to take the ballot to the helicopter. So I know that you definitely are accounted for. I mean, like I said, the provisional, it takes a little bit longer because they have to validate the signatures. But if you've shown your ID for a provisional vote, where you live.
Now, let me ask you this. How do they, I guess I'm asking about California, or I guess even Salisa is here in Louisiana too. How do they verify a provisional vote when, if it's not your precinct, they wouldn't have your signature there?
Well, you're still putting down all of your information as far as where you live. So when you register to vote, you register with your address, and so therefore it's compared with that.
But that address, make sure it's not two voting from that address.
That it is you, yes.
Yeah, by your address,
and,
yeah.
Well,
right, and like I said, like they always say, that secret black box, I'm that person who takes that black box to the helicopters.
And all ours is electronic now.
No, you still take that box so that it can be flown into wherever you're, and mine is in Norwalk, but wherever your place is for them to count that box.
You guys, we're going to take a break. Don't go nowhere. Don't stay right there because we want to continue to hear what you're saying about the election and how the voting goes, okay? So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yeah. My mama can see me now. Palace of a superstar.
But it was just a dream, just a moment ago. I was up so high, looking down at the sky. Don't let me fall. I was shooting for stars on a Saturday night. Thinking what goes up must come down, but don't let me fall. Don't let me fall.
In the zone of my own, try to make it somewhere that these haters want so high in the sky with life challenging life, hoping I don't flunk. Thinking to myself, what would it be like if we ain't had no haters? Music wasn't invented yet. Who be the paper chasers? So it's a privilege, so I must extend it to the fullest. Keep a positive vibe, not looking for that open bullet. We should have learned after that pocket biggie situation. That's a valuable lesson, no need to keep it ovulating. Man, it's a natural high, don't shoot me down like these. Smith, I'm heading to a legendary path like Will Smith. My mentality is strong, just like a superstar. My wings are getting higher, trying to take my music real far.
Just a moment ago, I was up so high, looking down at the sky. Don't let me fall. I was shooting for stars on a Saturday night. They say what goes up come down, but don't let me fall.
Up in the cannon, I'm a shooting star. Please don't let me fall unless it's falling in the catalog. I'm having great success in climbing up the billboards. Please extend my ladder, cause I'm trying to climb a little more. Wanna be known as Cassius Clay, up on the microphone. In other words, the greatest of feeding haters up in my zone. Hopefully haters don't try to praise me and knock me down. That's my head towards the stars, full circling back around. Hip-hop is my parachute. If I fall, it should save my life. It costs to be the boss, and I'm aiming towards the painted price. I'm in the making, so till then, I do it happily. It starts off in your dreams, so bring your dreams to reality.
It was just a dream, just a moment ago. I was up so high, down at the sky. Don't let me fall. I was shooting for stars on a Saturday night. They say what goes up must come down, but don't let me fall. Don't let me fall.
All right, you guys, we are back with Say Your Peace Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio with my host, Mr. Brian Coleman, and we're talking with 6-1 out of California, and we were just discussing about the votes and the booths and how things are prepared and counted. 6-1, continue the conversation, sweetie.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was saying continue.
You can continue.
Oh, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. I was still trying to cook something, but
I think we were talking about verifying
the vote.
Signatures.
Yeah, the vote. Yeah, and the signatures.
And I've still, and like I said, I'm just basically, the question I always had in the back of my mind, it wouldn't push me one way or another, however they did it. But if it came for a, I guess I'm a person that looks for a out or a debate and things. And when I hear people arguing the point that there are ways they're trying to hold us back, I'm saying what we should do is possibly teach that it need to have some type of ID, I think, to identify who we are, instead of complaining about it. I think one of the things that we should do is get on a movement to teach people the proper thing to do as a person, is that they should have some kind of identification on.
I think I agree with you on that. I agree that no matter what, you have some type of, and I learned to keep identification on me in the military because you could not go anywhere without having your ID card on you. So I kind of put that back into my regular civilian life where I get, if my, any card I have expire, I get spastic because I don't, I have it in my mindset that you're going to get in trouble if you don't have the proper ID. And I try to make sure everything is on time and right in place. When they need something, hey, here it goes, Social Security card, whatever. I have it there. But a lot of people are not like that because a lot of people don't want to be identified. That's why a lot of them don't have identification.
And not being identified could also cause you much anguish, especially in this climate when it comes to black male.
Yeah,
all you need
is
some wacko cop that you look like so-and-so and then you don't have an ID on you and you held up for quite a long time, if not abused, like they're used to doing. I just don't see where it doesn't make sense not to carry identification unless you're doing something you don't want to be identified.
Well, that's a lot. Lots of times, that's basically what it is. I really believe. I don't believe that you can't afford ID. I think it's people just don't want to be identified. They want to keep doing the stuff under the table or whatever you want to call it, behind the curtain, whatever. They don't want to be identified. They don't want no one to know that they do all this. They don't.
First, can go in and buy soda pop, chips, cigarettes, a beer. They can get some ID.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say that to cover everyone. Because some people don't smoke. Some people don't drink. But some people drink soda. Some people eat chips. So, in other words, whatever your pleasure is, there's something that some people are spending money on that they could hold back to get an ID. Now, it doesn't say that when I turn the tables, that's the part I agree with on. If that's the Republican platform, that part, ID.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
part I don't agree with is them, along with the Democrats, giving money away when this money could go to the people of this country who supported this country.
Mm-hmm.
How can you justify these politricksters justify taking billions upon billions of dollars and giving it to other countries, buying arms from these big mega companies making arms, flooding communities with all these guns and things like that, but yet and still you got people living in cardboard boxes, living under bridges. I mean, see, the people don't look at the true problem here in America. The true problem is that you're letting money guide you. Why would a millionaire want to go get a job that makes less money than what he's already worth? Because he wants control of who? You. People. They want to control you and they control the pocketbook so that their buddies and themselves can make more money in the long run. Look at George Bush. look at his vice president tonight, Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
Halliburton. Mm-hmm. All money.
Yeah.
I mean, if people don't start waking up to what politicians are doing, we live in, and I'm using Louisiana, a Gulf Coast state. There's no way that's around here. I saw one gas today was $3.69 a gallon, and they're drilling right off the coast of this state.
Yep.
It's a trick. You've been hoodwinked, you've been bamboozled, you've been taken out for the count because you allow these politricksters to the world upside down, and the rich is getting rich, and the poor is getting poor.
Mm-hmm.
Benson is going to be back down time where we have nothing and they have everything. It's going that way. You better wake up.
Hey, 661, what are you paying in gas in California right now?
$4.17, and I would love to be paying like under $3.
I know. That's why I was waiting for you. You know why? I called Brian Cheapo. Because I know what you're paying. I have my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law lived in California, so I knew what y'all were paying. I was thinking y'all were paying a little bit more than that, but I kind of knew it was up there. So I wanted. I'm glad you said. I wanted to say that.
I knew they were paying a little over four. Actually, I paid today. I didn't pay $3.69. I paid $3.47.
Oh, that's why.
You know, I'm gonna look for the cheapest.
Well, yeah, that's your low end. I was speaking on the low end.
Uh-huh.
The high end is more like $4.40 almost, $4.47.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to talk about what it is in Hawaii. I heard it's just astronomical over there.
Yeah, and I have to agree and yet disagree with the young man.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the politics, I love his terminology, politicracy.
I like that, too.
I really like that.
Politicracy?
Yeah. Where you get that from?
I was asked by this guy calling to his station. Something popped in my head. There's politicians, and they're always trying to run tricks on the people, so I put it together, call them politicracy.
Yeah, I actually like that. Even if a person asks for your ID at the polls, it does not matter because they can't verify it at the polls unless they have some type of computer there, which they don't give us that to verify your ID.
You know what they have here in Louisiana? Every precinct has a book of every registered voter, and they have to turn... They have to turn to that page and find your signature. And let me tell you what they do. My son and I have the same name, except for he's a second. And I tell you, they go down to the T, they'll flip it, and I say, wait a minute. And they make sure they distinguish the second from me.
No, they have your name and a book.
And a signature.
They don't have your signature.
Yeah,
they
have
your name and your address.
They have a signature on the side of that name. Oh, yeah.
They have our signature on the side of our name.
They have our signatures on the side of our name.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. That's
your
how they compare who we are.
And your address.
And your address. Yep.
Because our books just basically have your name and your address. And then you sign.
Oh, no. We have name, address, plus a signature. And when I first started going a few times, they would look at that driver's license, they would verify signatures against that. It wouldn't just go by the name.
Yep.
Now, you can vote and protest. You can do a protest vote. And then they're supposed to verify it afterwards so you won't miss out voting. And I haven't had to do that. I think one of my parents did, if I'm not mistaken, one time, when they, for some reason, they were not on the books, and they did a protest vote, and they did, get it done, but that following business day, which was I think that Monday or something like that. But they do have things in place in case something happens where you're not home there. But they're it's like I said, they do have that ID and they have everything sitting there. But I was unaware of that provisional vote. And we've done shows, I know on the Daily Show, we've done shows, but we never talked about provisional voting.
No, we brought Lynn on there, and she didn't mention anything about provisional voting.
Right. But here in Louisiana, now you can, if you're 65 or older, or if you are disabled, you can have your ballot mailed to you, and you don't have to go to the voting polls or to the courthouse to vote. It can come to your house, you can mail it back. If you are 17 in Louisiana, you can register to vote, and once you hit 18, you're automatically in the system. Even if you day before, if you turn 18 the day of election, you can register ahead of time at 17, and you can still vote on election day. So I know those are some new things that get it in. And you can register to vote by phone, cell phone, doing on an app or on a computer. You don't have to go in and register or sign a card.
Which is good.
Well, in order for you to even get your driving license out here, they have you to register.
Wow.
So, you know, it's like one of those things where my son, because he's a male, he has to also, when he gets his driver's license, register with the military.
With the well, let me tell you, we're here. This past January, they had the Dr. King celebration in Alexandria, and the they had two groups that wanted to do voter registration at the event, and the mayor allowed the minister's group to use the convention center. I think, and from my understanding, it was at no charge, and they wouldn't, the city would not allow the two groups to register people to vote. It was a big fuss about that because we think they were trying to suppress votes coming to this election, but they would not allow people to register to vote at a community, a city-owned facility. Register. No politician were campaigning, just strictly registering people to vote. And a group that I'm with, we've been waiting now. I've contacted one of the schools trying to register people to vote at football game, and I've been waiting now over 2 weeks to get an answer back, and we do it or not. So there are things out there and obstacles out there that are preventing people, or trying to prevent people, shall I say, from getting to the voting booth. So we just have to be smart. But I truly don't think that the election process is going to be our way out. I don't think we should neglect it. I think we should participate. We as a people have to come together in an intellectual basis and put our mind together and figure we're going to come out of this thing and do it smart. If we don't do that, I don't care who gets elected. We don't come together as people. Jesus himself could walk down and tell us what to do and we wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
And I vote nonpartisan because I don't like anyone to know my affiliation. Because I won't say that everything that a Democrat does is everything that I'm definitely for, and everything that a Republican does, I'm definitely for. So I vote nonpartisan.
Louisiana, well, I think we call it independent. I'm independent. And I went independent because I didn't want it.
It's totally, no, that's still affiliating yourself with a class. When I vote nonpartisan, I can vote anywhere across the board. I don't have to necessarily just go with my party because
well,
me working in the election, I know that when you come in and I see that you're independent, I'm going to give you the ballot for the independent.
Well, that's in Louisiana, that's not how it works. If you're not a Democrat and it's a Democratic primary, you can't vote in it. Same thing, Republican.
Right.
Now,
but if you're nonpartisan, you can vote any way that you want to vote
not
because you're not affiliating yourself with anyone.
Yeah, it may be that way there, but not in Louisiana. Independent is considered not affiliating yourself with anyone. That's why you go independent. That means you're independent of any party whatsoever. It depends on the person. But if you're in a primary and they primary or closed primary, we have closed primaries. They used to be open.
Right.
They're closed. I like a primary. I can't vote in a primary. And I said, oh, well. Mm-hmm. I just don't vote. But I'm not going to vote.
But if you're nonpartisan, meaning that you're not going with any party, that you're going with the party that you elect to go with, then it's different. Because our independent candidates.
Yeah, see, that's a different, you're right. If it's nonpartisan, it goes either way. You don't have to fit into either one of the parties, is what you're saying. Independent
exactly.
is a party.
But if you're independent, you're definitely going with a party.
Yeah, it's a party itself because there's an independent party.
Not, what is
exactly.
it? I never heard of an independent party.
Well, there is an
yes,
independent
there
party.
Are. There are like over 17 different parties.
Yes, that's independent.
Yeah,
yes.
But those parties have names. They don't
no.
go by
independent.
Independent
is a name.
That's
because
a name.
There are candidates that do, they run for independent.
They run as an independent, not independent.
Yes. No,
I've checked into it. There's no independent. In Louisiana, there's no independent party. I'll put it like that. They can run as an independent. That means you don't pay any fees or anything. You're totally on your own, by yourself. You're backed by no party. That's why when you register here, and I don't can speak here in this state because I'm not familiar with other states. Here in this state, if you run as an independent, unlike Democrat and Republican, they have party fees to pay. Only thing you pay here is just the fee to register, sign up to bid on the ballot. Then they have additional fees that they pay to their party. Then it has no additional fees because they're you're saying you're not party affiliated. Now, I don't know how it is.
There's candidates that run as independents, just like there's parties that run as the Green Party. There's different parties. So you're still a part of a party, but if you're nonpartisan, that means that you are not a part of any one of the parties that are electing themselves. You have the right to vote any way that you want.
I'll check on that, but to my knowledge, I don't speak here in this state, our only outside of the party structure is considered independent.
No, if I don't have computer access to tell you a website to go to right at the second, but Google it.
You'll see
the difference.
Actually, Louisiana Governor vetoes bill to let independent candidates run. So Jindal said no.
They did what? I'm sorry. Say it again now.
Jindal said he vetoed a bill to let independent candidates be part of the part of the parties.
Uh-huh.
So no, we don't have one here.
I thought. We're totally independent.
They banned them.
Right. They're totally outside of the party.
What they did was they banned themselves an independent party. They have to have another name. It says that the election laws, they ban any party from calling itself an independent.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's why I went with independent. They were trying to do it, but they weren't allowed to do it.
Yeah. So there's another already existing section of the election law that bans any party from calling itself the independent party. So they don't want us saying independent party here.
Right. That's why I don't say I'm an independent party. I say I'm independent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I say I'm an independent voter. I'm not a party. I'm not affiliated with a party. I don't know, don't ascribe to any.
Maybe you should consider yourself nonpartisan. Look it up. I encourage you to do your research and look it up.
Well, my definition of an independent means I vote on the person's merit, not their affiliation with, he's a Democrat, I'm going to vote for him. Oh, he's a Republican, I'm going to vote for him. No, or he's in the Green Party or whatever, not because they're connected with someone. It has to be based upon that person's personal value, things that they have, things they speak on, or what I think they're going to, that particular person is going to do, not based upon.
But that's not necessarily what it actually means. Me personally, I'm telling you, I would look it up personally.
Listen to what you're saying, Carla, is that what's the difference between you voting for a Republican if you like their platform? Are you voting for a Green Party person if you like their platform? What's the difference?
Because when you go to cast your ballot, when you say, or you don't even have to say what party you're with, when I look in my book and I see what party you're with, that's the ballot that I'm going to give you.
But, no, that's not how it works here in this state. That's what I just told you. The independent is not a party. And here in this state, you don't get a ballot. You don't get a ballot based upon party unless you're in a primary only closed to that party. Those primaries are closed to parties only anyway. I couldn't vote on it anyway. You understand what I'm saying? When you, in other words, if you have, you only can when they have a Democratic primary, only Democrats can vote. Same thing, Republicans. Same. any of the other parties. Independents are closed out of any of those primaries. That's what I'm
even
saying.
Even when there's a presidential election, there's still other things on the ballot. And when you give me your party, or if you just give me your name, I see your party, I give you the ballot
that pertains to you. That's not how it works here. We have a computerized screen. Everybody gets the same thing. And when you come to election, you go in and you're pressing computerized buttons, which is the same ballot.
I understand that because we have those systems also.
Don't get a ballot.
However, I'm telling you that you are geared to whatever party you are working with. So if you're with the independent, whether you say you're with a party or not, if you've registered as an independent, that's the frame that you're going to be given.
But as the leader just told you, it's unlawful. You cannot have an independent party in the state of Louisiana. There's no party can be named independent. It's illegal. See, so that's what I'm saying. I think it's the same thing as what you would call provisional because it's no party affiliation.
No, provisional means that you're voting out of the area that you were designated to vote in. When you live in a certain district,
I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. Not provisional. You're right, correct. But being independent does not mean I'm beholden to independent party because there's no independent party. Not here, it's not. It may be other way, but not here, it's not. We can't have an independent party.
Okay, so who are you going to vote for? Don't give me the direct person, but what party are you going to vote for if you don't like either one of the party, or are you going to vote at all?
Well, it means that you can base your voting on the person, not the party, because you don't vote for the party. You vote for, ultimately, one person, somebody's going to be in a party, most of them anyway, not all, but most of the people are going to be in some party. Ultimately, you do vote for a person in that particular party. But you're not voting for that person just because they're in a Democratic Party or Republican Party or so forth and so on. You're voting on the person for that personal merit. They may be independent, and you decide that that's the person that you want to go with because they are not beholden to any particular party. Here in the state, that's what they're set up on, not being held to any particular party. You're free to vote for who you want to, and you're not beholden to a particular party.
But you just said we can't have independent here. I'm confused.
Independent meaning that I'm an independent voter. I'm not affiliated with any particular party.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm independent of party. So I'm not affiliated with a party, but I still can vote on not in a primary, but in a general election.
Because there are independent candidacies for presidency because we may not necessarily hear of all the other different parties that are involved because we, as a nation, as a state, or as the United States, we go with Republican Democrat. We don't go with people that are independent, which I consider like someone like Ron Paul as being more independent rather than with a party or the elected parties, Republican, Democrat.
Yeah, he's an independent. That's what he is.
No, he's a Republican.
So I would just suggest that you research it.
Yeah, you are. You're right, he is. You're right, he is.
Republican, right?
Yeah, he's a Republican. You're right.
But I know he is.
I don't know a lot about it, but I follow a few of it. But my point is, if I wanted to vote for Ron Paul, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be based upon because he's a Republican, because it's who I want to vote for. But let's say if there is some independent person running in an independent party, I still have that right to vote for them if I want to vote for them or not. But because their state allows them to call an independent party, each state has its own governing rules. So I think where we're getting hung up at is if you're free to go out beyond that party that you say you're affiliated with, if I make myself clear. And in Louisiana, I don't just speak on this state because it's where I live, that it's totally independent of any particular party. That's all I hope I'm making it clear. But I understand what she's saying is that using that in some case, they can look upon that as having party affiliation.
You've crossed party lines at that point.
Right. That's how some may look at it, but because of the state laws, it's not so. But irregardless, my point of it is that I'm not beholden to any particular party. Even when I did subscribe to being a Democrat years back, I wasn't beholden to the Democratic Party. I never believed in. And then when I say, you know what, I think I changed my party. 1990.
You guys would be amazed. And how many people vote for Mickey Mouse?
Pardon?
I said, you guys would be amazed at how many people vote for Mickey Mouse.
Oh, for Mickey Mouse?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be amazed. Because they're like sheep to the slaughter. But yeah, we follow. Our whole problem is we follow popularity and the rock star. We don't follow the person who's really going to make a difference.
Don't even study the person who's really going to make a difference because they can't get the commercials on. They can't get the millions and billions of dollars behind them. We follow advertisement. If they're just like if they would have advertised two type of soups, one is totally organic that could help you lose 5 years of facial expressions, make you 5 years younger. The other one that would age you 5 years, and they both went out on the market, and the one at age 5 years put commercials on. The other one had very little to no commercials. The one that had the 5 years, and you knew there were two out there. You would go with most people go with the ones that would age you 5 years because they wouldn't even check into the other one that they knew about, but just didn't have information on. That's how weak-minded the public is. You know, they don't research. We just take the easiest route. And these routes to go with that one that's already out there that we've been hearing about. I sometimes tell my wife about it. I say, you can't go and just look at everything you see on TV. But some people, when they see something, oh, yeah, I saw it on TV. So that's the first thing they want to grab is something they see on TV. They don't research it. They don't look at it.
And actually, you know, the TV has made us so lazy.
Oh, yeah.
That we believe everything on television, that why should I pick up a book and read? Why should I look on the computer to find out something? Why should I even get up and go to my local library to get anything out, to study or research anything? Everything has been so, we've been so microwaved in a mindset that we don't want to take that extra step to do whatever it needs to be. And you know what? It amazes me how many people that are really not smart, and I'm saying smart in the common sense smart, not the smart as far as PhDs and degrees go. I'm talking about, the common sense smart, that it don't take nothing for you about 5 minutes to learn something if you would just take that 5 minutes. But we don't do that. We're too busy wrapped up in our world, and then when things don't work out right, we point the fingers. And we're pointing the fingers when we should be pointing the fingers. We should be looking at the fingers that's pointing back at us, because we have control over our destiny. We have control over the people that we want in our lives. We have control over the people that we can actually put in office. We don't see that. You know, we got to follow what everybody else say. We don't have our own individuality anymore. That it's like it's gone out the window. We just follow. We're just like a whole bunch of lost sheep, just following whoever's talking the loudest.
Well, what we basically do, Salita, is that we follow whatever the enemy puts out there in front of us. He could give us, be comical about it, he could give us kryptonite, and we'll use it. Because he made it look pretty. He put flowers around it. He put some pretty words around it. He put a soft voice with it, and it must be good because he had it on television. He had it on boards. You know, he put it in the magazine. And we'll use it. And we'll use it, and it'll be killing us every day, and we'll still use it. I mean, because he said it's good, and he wouldn't steer me wrong. But then I turn around and my brother comes around and say, you know what? That kryptonite is no good. Here, over here, I have this gold wand, and it's much better. And you know what? It only going to cost you about a 10-cent more, but it's so much better for you, you'll live longer. Oh, he don't know what he's talking about. That fool just trying to make money on me. I ain't doing that. We'll go to the enemy, and we'll still buy the kryptonite and pass up the gold wand, pay a couple of cents more, and we'll live longer. Because our mind, we don't have the mind of our ancestors. We don't have that type of will to seek out truth. We've been knocked in the head and left for dead. And we don't understand that we have to come out of this mindset. And the politrixers are doing the same thing. They tell us things to massage us, to make us think they're going to do for us, to make us feel good. It's just like these people, some of these false people out here standing up these false gospels. They make us feel good, and at the end we're still broke, lost, and don't know which way to turn. Mm-hmm. And think about it. I mean, you know, people talk about, oh, they're going to take away your welfare. Well, they should take away welfare, but before they take away welfare, they have to set people up to do for self. You can't turn the people out and make them dependent on you for 100 years, 400 years, and then one day you're just going to turn them out and turn them out the pastor without setting something up to help them fend for themselves. But this is what people do.
May I interject?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because biblically, that's what it says in Revelation. I mean, things are going to happen so drastically that no one's going to realize that the end is really here.
Yeah, okay. And as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
And those, the only ones going to survive are those that are going to be prepared. And it's not necessarily going to be totally a physical preparation. You're going to have a mental preparation to be able to be prepared for this. If you're not mentally prepared, and you're still, your mind is in the streets, somebody else has your mind, you're going to find out in the long run, you're going to be lost, lost, lost. You won't know how to survive. You won't know how to maneuver yourself, how to get around. People are going to have to, when this thing gets bad, you got to even know how to border. Most people say border, they don't even know what that is. Border, what do you mean, Mexico?
No, you mean barter.
You talking about barter?
That's what I'm saying, what they call it. If you say barter, they'll say border.
Oh.
What are you talking about, go to Mexico or something? I mean, in other words, what I'm saying is that we get so lost sometimes. I always tell my children this. We get so lost in the world that the media is feeding us that we don't seek out, learn things before something happens or what's to come, so that we'll know how to help ourselves or do what we need to do to help our families in case something happens. It's going to happen. It has happened. I mean, America's fault. It's going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize it, but it's going to fall. They figure it's been there all this time. There's no way it's going to happen. It's going to come. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's headed in that direction, because you can only stand up on falsehood for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any great nation, especially that deal in wickedness, that didn't fall. And somebody name me one, they can let me know which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
One stood up the longest, meaning the tree grow tall, that means it fell the hardest.
Yeah.
In this political arena, the way they're doing the people, the wrong that they're doing, you find elderly women. I say women because to me, women should be respected because the whole earth comes through, especially black women. And when you have women that have paid their dues, worked, raised their families, and they can't get considered simple health care, can't have a decent roof over their heads, they can't go to bed without roaches running all over their beds. you know, we, a lot of times we don't see the a lot of people go through. They won't show the real in America. But we have this thing, and we have this big, rich country that's so greedy that it's steady doing for the rich, and the poor is steady going worse. And we ain't see that's going to happen. It's going to fall. It's got to fall. But the people...
Speaking of other countries, and I work for a corporation that... And I'm not unlike other ones. I don't know if you've ever called, tried to pay a bill over the phone, and the person did not speak English. Or they spoke English, but you could tell that they had an accent.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All those jobs that they're sending to Thailand, that they're sending Costa Rica.
India.
That they're sending India. All those jobs could be our jobs. And, yeah, maybe they don't want to pay someone minimum wage. And in California, I think it's like $8.75 minimum wage. I'm not certain. But we could put Americans back to work. We really could. But
yeah.
We'd rather pay somebody $1, $2, and they're going to appreciate it because we don't appreciate it. Somebody could be on a job instead of being thankful that they're on a minimum wage job, they complaining, they ain't trying to go to work, they trying to get off, they trying to do leave of absence, they trying to have an accident on the job. That's why businesses really don't want to hire American people because we're so Americanized that we're trying to get over on the people that honestly should be helping us, but it would not benefit them to help us.
Well, you know, but if you look at that, and I hear what you're saying, but whose fault is that? These same corporations that are complaining about the people are the ones that's funding the commercials, pushing the media that's stereotyping how the American way of life is.
You know what? Whose problem that is? It's accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get up and I go to work every day. And I could still work. I have a business on the side that's for myself. And I have licenses that I could do work for myself. But because of the economy and the things that I'm trying to do, the stability says, go ahead and go back into corporate America and get what you got to get and then go back on your own when the economy changes and my profession changes. But most people that could have a job and minimum wage are not really thinking of it like that. And they're not showing true accountability. So you're more of a liability than an asset.
But doesn't that fall into this failed educational system?
No, because the school does not have to teach my child. My son is in college now, and I made sure he did his homework. The teachers gave him, they're going to do their job. They don't have to do it to the extreme. Some teachers are excellent, and I have to praise a few that I know personally. But when your child gets home, and you got them watching TV instead of really doing their homework, or you let them hang out, it's accountability.
No, I'm not talking about, I think we got turned around on my question. I'm not talking about teachers. Teachers only do, custodial workers are hired to clean, right? Teachers are hired to teach. But they're told what to clean, and teachers are told what to teach. I'm saying, what are we teaching in our educational system that will set our people up to be able to know what's expected of them? It's not being taught in a system, and that's not from the teachers. That's from those up in the big house who are setting up the curriculums. They don't even teach how to budget in school. To budget So when people go out and they make bills that they can't afford, that what they're doing, they're looking at the big daddy, America. America
no,
does it every day.
No, because if you had a household and you were raised in a household and your parents did their job also and they taught you, you know, be accountable for if you have a credit card. Everybody, I know people now that put bills. I saw something on Facebook. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. And it was like this little baby screaming on a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the caption was, I can't stay up past 8, but you got the cable bill in my name.
I saw that. I saw
so
that.
What are the parents teaching the kids?
But you have to understand that
no,
this time,
sir, it's accountability. Because
let me finish my point.
My father is almost 90 years old, and my mom's 80 years old. So they didn't have the same educational system that I had. They didn't even have the same rights that I had. So you're telling me that because I still learn how to be an accountable adult and how to be a respectable adult, that it came from the government? No, it came from my parents.
It came from
my upbringing.
That's not what I'm saying.
Things come from your house.
You have to understand that everybody does not come from the same background. You in this day and time have babies raising babies. My point is that they have to be taught to be civilized. It's not up to the government. Listen to what I'm saying. It's not up to the government. What my point was is that the government is not trying to make it any better. They want to keep this type of class that we have.
I hate to interrupt you again, but...
Come again?
I'm just thinking how I'm going to actually put this because I don't want to be disrespectful because I'm just thinking to myself, when the economy was good, people as a whole, not just black people, still didn't fill up their gas tank. So for somebody to complain to me that gas is high, you put $5 in when gas was $2 and $1 a gallon. So what difference does it make that it's $4 a gallon? You still didn't ever even put your gas tank at full.
I can answer that. And the difference is that versus $2 and $4 a gallon, the minimum wage is still looking about the same. So the money is not, irregardless of what you're putting in the tank, the money's got no greater as far as the income. But to get back to what I was speaking on, is that we have a people that has to be trained on how to be civilized. I'm just calling it the way it is. Some have done a good job at it. A lot have not done a good job at it. And the proof is in the pudding. We look at the shape that our neighborhoods are in. We have all of these religious institutions, and they are not going back to the basics of helping to bring our community together. Now, we can say, but my parents taught me. My parents taught me, too. I guarantee you, if I had a choice, I would not have had to go to school. I had parents that could have taught me what I've learned in school to do what I've done to be successful in what I'm doing. I didn't need school, for that matter. My mom could have taught me everything that I've learned in school, grant you. But the part is I still went to school. I was blessed on that part. But everybody's circumstances are different. I was blessed to have two parents in the household. Some families are not blessed to have one parent always in the household because mom may be working two jobs. Therefore, if mom is not working two jobs, it's then prudent upon the community to come behind and let's do what we need to do to keep our people in order, to train our young ones right, to make sure they are productive citizens. We are not doing that as a people. Therefore, the government comes down and say, okay, since you had this problem, we're going to give you this SSI. You're going to get now $300-something a month, and it's going to come every month. And we get so dependent on that little bit of change, we now have a permanent poor class. Because we're so scared to move up above because we're going to lose that $300 check a month, not knowing that there are thousands and thousands of dollars out there waiting on us only if given the opportunity, because we are not being trained. We are being controlled. We're mind controlled. But it's our community to change that.
No, it's not. We have to just take accountability, and I say that so much that it's just like really starting to spew out of me. I swear it is. And it's because right now I'm in the loan industry where I do modifications, and I see people that think they have an entitlement, and it just irritates me because I see people that are making good money, and yet they're telling me that they're still entitled to something. I see people that are making no money, and yet they're telling me that they're entitled to something. Nobody's entitled to anything. Use your own accountability. What are you doing with the resources that you actually have? And there are people that have had, you know, a mother that has worked hard, and there's success stories, you know, not necessarily in the entertainment industry or in the sports industry, but just other people that have actually made it because that one parent that worked hard showed their child accountability, showed them integrity, and amongst everything else, just showed them how to be a good person, how to not only do for yourself, but for others. Because I know people just like myself. I've cleaned out my closet numerous times, and I refuse to give to Goodwill and Salvation because they turn around and sell my clothes at
a
high
price.
I'm sorry?
You sound like me. Me and my husband was talking about that earlier.
But why are you selling clothes to somebody that really can't afford nothing anyway, and
that's
you're selling
right.
it at the highest price that you
triple
think you
price.
Can get for it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd
yep.
rather just give it to a person myself. I
yep.
mean, taking stuff to individuals, and it's just like, you know, one lady every week. And do I not get tired? Yeah, because I have to get up and I work 10, 12 hours a day sometimes because I like to do overtime. I like my money. So this lady that comes to me every Wednesday, she's like, oh, please take me over here so I can and get some food. I still, not because I necessarily am not tired or that I would like to do something else, but because in my heart of hearts, I know she needs it. And it's not that she can't walk over there, don't get me wrong, but when she brings back the food for her kids, it's a lot of stuff. So why am I going to say to myself, dang, she's got to try to carry and two of these wire baskets? No, I'm going to get up and do what I have to do. I might drop her off and say to myself, okay, I can go back home, fix my lunch, take my dogs out, do what I got to do, take my shower. That's just me personally. But a person has to take accountability. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are, because you can overcome any circumstance.
You have
it's just
to be,
the moment in time.
But you have to be taught accountability. It's not. It's accountability doesn't just come if no one teaches it to you.
Yes,
you know, it's
good.
To, you have to be taught accountability. And that's my point. Those who have not, when you have babies raising babies, it's prudent upon the community to step in, to take that role, to get the attention of our people so that they can now be considered a productive citizen. And that's my whole point. I agree with you wholeheartedly. We have to be accountable. But we have to be accountable. We have to be taught to be accountable. You can't just...
You're telling me that a generation filled of people that have babies at a young age and just come from a low economic group can never override.
No, not
that
they can never. Yeah. They have not been taught. There's a difference.
Okay. So you tell me that you're watching TV every single day, and maybe even you're watching something that's not productive, but in there, there's something that tells you, not even that you're watching something that's productive, but you see that these people are actors. Everybody has, like I said, not everybody has common sense, but you got lint in your pocket. Put that
mm-hmm.
lint together and make you a blanket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, it's good. You can see that looking from the outside in. Until you walked in those shoes, you can't just sit there and judge, but you can sit there and be part of the solution. You know,
I can say,
they should do this, they should do that, because I did this, I did that. That's not going to help the situation. The fact remains that there are people out there that need to be shown a better way, and we can do it as a community. But if we sit there pointing the finger at them, we'll stay in the same condition that we're in. They'll be over there, and we'll be over here. We've been fortunate enough to have parents, elders over us that guided us in the right way. Now, what we have to do is turn around and do what our foreparents did and try to bring our community with us. Because if we don't do it, guess what? We still have got nowhere if half of the block down there is doing the same thing and we're the only one prospering. You're going to get nowhere.
Hey, look, you guys,
now,
sit down. Just
understand.
Hey, 661. Next week, would you please call back in next week? Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I said next
I'm making
week.
A try.
Huh?
Yes. Still here.
Okay. I want you to call us back to next week, and you know what? We can do a show on accountability. Since y'all seem to have a deep, hard talk on accountability, that's going to be the next week's show. All
That'll
right?
work. I like
That'll
that.
Work for you? Accountability. You going to come back? 661, I got your number. I'm going to call you if you don't call us. You hear me?
Text me and tell me the time. So that I can have, like, a reminder on my calendar.
It's 2 hours behind us, right, Salida? So we start at 10 o'clock. That's 8 o'clock California time, right?
Yes, that's right. Ain't it right? Can you hear us, 661? 661.
You may have fast. I think our phone had been fading all along. It may have faded out.
Yeah, it faded out.
Yeah, but that'll be good. That'll be good. But I think it was real productive this evening. We started off on election, but
on
I think
election,
it
but,
needed
but
to go.
But accountability goes with election, too. It goes with election, too. That goes with election. That's right. Right. That's right on time.
Right.
So we'll text her next week and bring her back.
That's
and,
good.
I want to say thank you, everyone who listened in. We had a great show tonight. I loved the way it went. That's why I be quiet. No, you can hold your own. I was sitting here talking online, chatting with Mr. What was his name? Dale. His name was Dale. Me and Dale was chatting while y'all were doing your talk. We had a good talk.
Okay.
Me and him.
Great.
So we want to talk next week. We want to bring it back next week, and we're going to be talking about accountability. So come with your ready to talk and with some facts, okay? I want to say thank you, guys. See you next week, and bye-bye. Say
good evening.
Peace.